Wisconsin is no stranger to craft breweries with brands like New Glarus, Lakefront, and many others. But for some of the state's rural communities, a local brewery could be a lot more than just beer, with the potential to spur economic activity in places where more businesses are leaving than starting. It's thanks in part to a trend of beer tourism, where travelers plan a trip to visit a craft brewer or add a visit to their vacation itineraries when they're in a new place. Bart Watson is chief economist at the Brewers Association, a national trade group that represents craft brewers. Bart, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when we think of the economics of beer, we think of the making of the beer and then the selling of it. But tourism, how big a deal is that for the craft brewing industry?
Well, brewery tourism is a big deal, and it's something that's growing in importance. We've seen at the brewery visits grow, those direct sales grow, and increasingly American beer lovers want to go visit the breweries that they love and taste the beer at the place where it's made.
Do we have numbers that at least give us a ballpark of how many people are doing beer tourism?
Well, we know that there are, on average, about a craft beer drinker will visit about 6 breweries a year, 3.5 near their house and 2.5 while traveling. And the estimates are there's somewhere between 50 and 60 million craft beer drinkers now. So that's adding up to, you know, millions and millions of trips a year.
What is it about touring the breweries that that you think is luring people in?
Well, broadly, we've seen Americans want to drink in a more experiential fashion in recent years. And I think going to the brewery really helps that. They can learn something about the beer styles. They can see the process and how it's made. They can tour around the facility. And I think that adds to the enjoyment of the beer itself in the glass.
Do you see a lot of brewers kind of designing their facilities with not just production in mind, but with the idea that, okay, how can we take people through here?
Certainly, most of the facilities designed in the last few years have been designed with visitors in mind. That wasn't something that was, you know, perhaps the case a few years ago, but I think brewers are increasingly recognizing that this is a great way to market their brands, to welcome people into their breweries, and have them drink the beers in a great environment.
Let's talk about now rural and small town America. There are economic concerns in a lot of those places, and I think you quoted saying that this is kind of a natural match. Brewers have a lot of good advantages when they look to open up in smaller towns.
You know, it can be a great match. You know, brewers love having more space available. You know, it's still a manufacturing business, and small towns often have, you know, cheaper real estate and more space available. It can also be something that gets people to those towns. You know, not every brewery is going to attract out-of-town visitors, but many can get people to get in the car, to drive, to travel, and come out and have a few beers and visit the brewery.
Are there places in the country that you point to where rural America has really benefited from having those craft breweries?
Well, this is something where it's a national phenomenon, so I don't think there's one specific place, but it's happening all over the country. 80% of Americans now live within 10 miles of a brewery, so this isn't something that happens in one particular city or town or one region, but you know, we're seeing in rural areas across the country.
I've seen people say this is kind of like going back to the past in some ways. Once upon a time, it was the thing. You had the brewery, maybe not in your town, but in your region, certainly. We moved away from that, and now it's coming back.
It is. We're seeing an increase in drinking local. People are increasingly interested in being connected to what they're drinking. They want to support small and independent local brewers. And while we now have the most breweries we've ever had in the United States, it's not quite at the per capita levels in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So there's perhaps still room to grow to get back to that, you know, local brewery mentality.
That's something I wanted to ask about, because I've seen people wonder, are we, you know, hitting peak beer or peak craft beer? And now this is a question I've seen asked this year and 5 years ago and 15 years ago. Is there an oversaturation point that you worry about, though?
I think this is something you really have to look at market by market. You know, nationally, I think there's still certainly room to grow, but that doesn't mean that every place is going to be able to support more breweries. And because so many of these breweries are very small and locally focused, 75% of the breweries in the country collectively make less than 1% of the beer. Then, you know, it's really going to depend on the local market to see whether we're at saturation point or not.
Talking to Bart Watson, chief economist at the Brewers Association, about craft beer, beer tourism, and especially in rural and small town America, how it's affecting the economy there. Bart, I've seen some brewers quoted as saying, hey, if we're out in rural America, well, that makes it easier for us to locally source at least some of our supplies. Is that something you're seeing pop up more and more?
Certainly. And that's, you know, one of the parts of this brewery tourism in rural places is that can be combo of agritourism, you know, in areas of the country where the climate is you know, able to do so. You can grow hops on the property. You can grow barley. Not a lot of brewers are doing their own malting per se, but you can maybe grow some of the fruits if you're making fruit beers. And that certainly adds to the overall atmosphere. And this is something that I think a lot of people are familiar with. I mean, wine tourism and tasting is something that we've long had as a country, and beer's really caught up in recent years.
Can you talk about brewery startups a little bit as they want to go into a rural area? I know some people make the transition from being a home brewer to larger scale craft brewing, but how big a barrier to entry is there for somebody getting into this industry?
There still certainly are barriers to entry. A lot of those are going to be regulatory or are going to vary state to state or locality to locality. It's also a capital intensive business, so depending on the scale you're looking at, it can require a decent amount of money to build out. But, you know, we're seeing with the record number of openings that there are still lots of people interested in getting involved, and certainly something that if you're passionate about and willing to face a competitive market that you can enter.
Now, here in Wisconsin, I think it's fair to say we think of ourselves as pretty good at making beer. Looking at us from the national landscape, though, are people seeing Wisconsin as a destination for seeking out great beer, maybe hitting the road and doing some tourism related to beer?
Certainly, Wisconsin's one of the states with a long brewing tradition, and I think its current crop of breweries have certainly kept that up. You know, there's a number of breweries in Wisconsin that, you know, only distribute in Wisconsin, New Glarus being the most famous, which can lead people to come into the state to not only visit but to buy those beers. And so I think along with a lot of places in the United States, Wisconsin has developed an industry that's worth visiting.
Getting back to tourism a little bit, what kind of things do we see? Is it, okay, we're going to hop in the car, go to that brewery an hour away and take a tour? Or are people really planning, hey, a week-long trip, let's get out the map, let's map out the breweries and check a whole bunch out?
Certainly not everyone is going just to visit breweries. Maybe they're going to visit a town for another reason and they're stopping into the local brewery. But increasingly, we see people focused on going to breweries specifically. You know, they have a plan where they want to go to a particular place or maybe a particular festival. Wisconsin hosts the Great Taste of the Midwest in Madison every year, and lots of people from out of state make it a, you know, part of their summer to come in and visit and drink some of the local beer.
Now, people going into the beer business, I imagine they're thinking mostly about the beer, and that's the big part of their business plan. What are some ways that a brewer, especially a new one, can start to tap into that tourism market? Because that might not be on their radar.
Well, I think certainly it starts with, you know, having great beer. You know, if you don't have beer that is going to differentiate itself in a crowded marketplace, you're probably not going to get people moving off the beaten path to come visit you. But I think it also is about the experience. Are you building an environment that, you know, is going to take people, you know, out of their daily lives for a few minutes as they drink a beer and, you know, sit in your tasting room, you know, selecting a location that they want to visit. So, you know, more and more brewers are thinking about this as part of their business model, as part of their plan, and really building it in as something that they're striving for along with that great beer.
Now, looking at the beer industry as a whole, are there trends that you're seeing from your position with the Brewers Association in the kinds of beers that are hitting the market lately?
Well, we certainly have seen, you know, a continued shift toward hoppier beers. The most popular craft style is India Pale Ale, which is a fairly hoppy beer. But that pendulum is also swinging back a little bit, where a lot of craft brewers are now making, you know, lighter style beers, pilsners, kolsches, golden ales. Those are the styles that have long dominated the U.S. beer industry. We generally drink a lot of lagers here in the United States. But generally, we're just seeing a lot of experimentation, innovation. Sour beers are gaining in popularity. So, you know, if you're interested in getting into beer, there's probably a style that you'll find that you'll like.
And you mentioned those hops. And I know I've talked to people on this show about efforts to kind of restore Wisconsin as a hops producer. Are you seeing that as we get craft breweries around the country, that people are not only, you know, going to farmers to buy, you know, locally produced grains, but actually kind of restore that production cycle for hops and other key ingredients?
Hops have traditionally been dominated by three states in the Pacific Northwest, but we are seeing more states starting to build local hop industry. It takes a lot of time, money, and effort. The infrastructure for hops is significant. But certainly a state like Wisconsin would be well poised given its geography. Michigan right next door is the fourth leading state for hops in the United States. And as more brewers are interested in incorporating local ingredients into their beers, it's only natural that they'd be looking to source from local farmers, and that industry would be able to develop as a result.
I've toured a brewery or two, a bar. Can you sell kind of the general beer drinking public on what's fun about actually going and seeing where the product is made?
Well, I think what's great is that you can really engage with the brewer. They can find out what you're interested in, what you like to drink, maybe outside of beer, and really find something that you're going to like. There's an incredible range of styles that brewers are brewing now. And so going, being there, seeing what they're making, hearing their story, you're going to feel a connection to the beers and to that locality that you might not if you're just going and picking up a six-pack at the supermarket.
It's a good place to leave it. Bart, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Bart Watson, chief economist with the Brewers Association, a national trade group that represents craft breweries. He was with us to talk about how beer tourism impacts local economies.